Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive, and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and is proud to congratulate the 2016 Star Farmer of America, Tyler Steithman of Garber, and the National Champion Livestock Judging Team from Tuttle FFA. Two of the Oklahoma standout performances from the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. ITC, your energy superhighway.
Cattle futures today were under quite a bit of pressure as feeder cattle went as low as $3.07 lower on January, 124.70. That was 50 cents off the low. Marches were down 260 at 121.65, about 80 cents off the low there in March. We did fill the gap there in March. It was 121.15, and we went as low as 120.85. So the gap is filled. We're still about $4 above the 50-day moving average and now back below the 100-day. There's a lot of people looking to pick the top here as yesterday's high above 125. Was a pretty attractive level if you bought cattle over the last 60 to 90 days. Live cattle were lower as well, 235 lower in December at 108.22. Box beef here at midday was 190.29 on choice, up or down 22. Select was 173.59, up 66. Choice select was spread was 17.58. It looks like packer margins are still about $100 or more dollars per head, so that's good. And then current feedlot margins are expected to be about $53 a head profitable. So that's also good for the industry as a whole. Cash trade this week was 115. That was $3 higher than the previous week. The feeder cattle index yesterday was 130.51. That was up $1.33.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Mixed day for grain futures. Corn was 4 to 4.5 cents higher. Soybeans were steady to a penny lower. And then wheat, 8 cents higher in the Chicago March at 4.04 1/4. That was a welcome sight after forging new contract lows yesterday. Kansas City wheat was 5 to 5.75 cents higher. July of next year, wheat 4.32 up 5.5 cents. Cotton finished slightly higher after being lower this morning. That puts March cotton 71.10 up 20. The outside factors, the crude oil continues to rally. January is 51.63 up 57 cents. Talk of OPEC cutting production has some analysts expecting high prices as high as $60 a barrel on their cut. So maybe some more upside. What impact will that have on the EPA and the ethanol mandates for corn is yet to be seen, but there probably would be some long-term impact if production stays low and price goes up. Hedge funds are still short the corn, short a record 160,000 contracts of wheat, and they're long soybeans. And then the U.S. dollar today is down 25 at 100.85. It's been really strong. Ideas of that strong dollar could, over the long term, hurt exports of our production here in the United States. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.